Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with all of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 13th day of the month of Adar, Tanis Esther. For those who are fasting, I hope it is an easy one. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I mentioned Monday, being that tomorrow is Purim. We will not have a call tomorrow. Our next scheduled program will be on Monday, March 1st. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Shmuel Mayefsky of Congregation B'nai Israel of Midwood in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Mayefsky slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And as always, it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Mayefsky to learn more about his wonderful community in Brooklyn. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mayefsky.
Good afternoon. As we said, we hope you're all having a meaningful fast. The fast of Tanis Esther is a very interesting one, in fact, because it's not mentioned particularly in the Megillah when it says, V'tzumu olai, V'al tolchu, V'al tishtu, Shloshes Yomim, Laila V'yom, Gaman Even Or Asai, Osum Kain. It wasn't on the 13th day of Nisan. It wasn't on the 13th day of Adar. It was obviously, it was the Seder night. At least one of those days we know was the Seder night. And so we're left with the quandary of exactly why the fast was on the 13th day. But of course, Esther instituted so much, as we see by the end of the Megillah when it says Vatichtov, doesn't say Vatichtivu or Vayichtivu, Esther and Mordechai. Esther was the catalyst in writing the Megillah after they were victorious over killing 75,000 of the enemy, and possibly because the fact remains that the Goyim don't look kindly upon people celebrating the death of their people, and they would look at it that way, possibly. So we decreed a fast day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. And that is what the Megillah is all about. There are certain linchpin psukim in the Torah that are in the Megillah that are very important. They seemingly go under the radar. But the first one is that we are told that they were punished in general for the Nene Mesudas Achashverosh. But of course, eating treif at the Suda from Achashverosh is not a cause for being annihilated, and the eating treif, if that's what the case, is no cause for annihilation. It's a lav, and that's all there is to it. But they had lost hope, and we are a Sirei Tikva, we all about hope, and if they were giving up and acknowledging that Shushan Abira was the new world capital, that was a slap in the face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Mordechai HaYehudi rises to the occasion, and they somehow, Esther is appointed queen, and now it becomes upon them. Imagine today something like that happened. Umio Dea Mlishkozos Higat La Malchus. They have been put this idea into fruition, but nothing has been come of it. Nothing has happened. And it's a long time that she's queen, and it hasn't paid dividends. But now they realize that this is the opportunity, and she says, I will go to the king Achashverosh, but the tsumu olai v'al tochlu v'al tishtu. Obviously, v'al tochlu v'al tishtu, we don't do it, but that's to highlight the fact that none of the other things, sicha and various other things, ilas hasandol, is not for Tainas Esther. It's just v'al tochlu v'al tishtu, but ishlosh yishuvim gaman even arosai otzum kain. And the message from Esther is, I will fast for you if you fast for me. In other words, I'm living with Achashverosh. And as the Gemara points out in Sanhedrin, it's they were both in a quandary, Esther and Mordechai, if they were doing the right thing. After all, she was living with this guy and having no repercussions at the time, but they thought possibly they've lost their Olam Haba, whatever it is, but nevertheless, and she says, you fast for me that I should be able to survive this ordeal, and I will fast for you because you and Nana from Sudas HaKashverish, you have your own Averis to do tshuva for. But the entire Megillah rests on the last pasuk, which is a very interesting pasuk at the end. When it says that Mordechai HaYehudi was Verotsui L'Rov Vechov, when we think about it, we lionize Esther and Mordechai as being these, they wore their religion on the sleeve. In other words, Verotsui L'Rov Vechov, what is the implication of that pasuk? He had an approval rating of possibly 55 or 60%. That means so many people, so many Jews, they actually blamed him for the whole story. Because had he just bowed down to Mordechai or just not been around when Haman passed by and he didn't bow down to Haman, it would have avoided the whole process. The whole situation would not have taken place, perhaps, to get Haman all angered. And so, therefore, they were very upset with him. And, therefore, they didn't care. And the last pasuk says, very simply, it's Doresh Tov Liamo. V'dover shalom l'chol zaro. What is the reason for having a double lashon over here? What is the difference between the first phrase of the pasuk, Doresh Tov Liamo V'dover shalom l'chol zaro? It's a very interesting choice of phraseology. And of course, he's very thankful to all his supporters. He's giving them a vote of confidence and he's saying, I appreciate all the support from all the Shomer Torah mitzvos who understand that dressing like a Jew and being a Jew in public, wearing my religion on my sleeve and not bowing down to Haman is a very important point. And those of you who didn't understand that, who were against me, I'm not shutting you out. V'dover shalom l'chol zaro. To all my fellow Jews, the seeds of Avraham, zaro, zera shel Avraham, you weren't my supporters. But v'dover shalom l'chol zaro, and I wish you well, because I understand the quandary that you were in. I understand all the problems you had with supporting me. I realize that. But you have to realize, as the Gemara points out in Ben Sora Mora, that the Gadol HaDor has the right to make a decision that goes contrary to putting your life in jeopardy. And sometimes you have to a show of strength by Mordechai and other people in general who have sometimes stood the test of time by putting their life in danger to give chizik and showing that they do not give all their hopes into Basav or Dam, and they only put their hopes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we see that Kivinu V'ya, so that's what we want to know, that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our side. And that is the be-all and end-all of the Megillah, and he's trying to emphasize that. And therefore, Vatichtov Esther es kol tokev, she wrote all this down, Divrei Shalom v'emes. Let me tell you the truth of the story. We have a lot of people who rewrite history, but it's important to know the truth. And it's very hard, and many times we don't know about it till 20, 30, 40 years later, if we ever know the truth about so many things that happen in our lives. But nevertheless, it's Mordechai was aware of that, and he still wished all his people well. And therefore, it's a very important point to realize that we're all Jews, and that's why the minhage of the day are matonos lev yonim and mishloach monos ish l'reyehu. It doesn't matter who the person is, if you feel you need to curry favor by giving Mishloach Manos, get that, like the first mitzvah in HaKodesh HaZeh Lochem is the Mechsaf Nefoshos, to do that, each to get to know your neighbors. If we're living in a time when we're about to be exterminated, everybody is living for himself, but we want to get to know each other. And Purim is to reestablish the fact that we are not a nation that's Muzaru Muforad, and that's why we have this daily Chizuk call. and it unites us as a nation. So then that will mifuzaru mufurad. As we said, this is an international call, but we are all joining together in one unit, listening and getting chizuk from these calls, and we have putting our faith and understanding that our faith is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nobody else. Al tiftechu b'ven adam kein lo sishua. And that's it. We have to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and today we celebrate that day. We fast. And we celebrate tomorrow Purim, and we get together, we have a Suda, we give Mishloach Manos, and we celebrate the fact that we are once again in thanks for the communication services that we were able to be on this Chizuk call, not Mefuzar Umefarad. We may be spread out all over the world, but we get united at least at certain points of the day. We are one nation together, speaking to each other. Thank you very much. Now we are going to read three Kapitlach Tillim. Again, which Kapitlach Tillim, if you would help me out and tell me again which Kapitlach. I know you said Chof Aleph.
Correct. It's Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed.
In that order. Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Gimel. Okay. So let me turn. I don't have it on my iPhone over here. Mizmar LeDavid. Let's say it together. Mizmar LeDavid, Adonai Lo, Roi Lo, Echsa, Binos Desha, Yar Bitzeni, Almei Menuchos, Yenaleni, Nafshi Yishove V'Ancheni B'Magoi Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Kiyelech V'Gei Samoves Lo Yira Ki Ato Yimodi Shiftach HaMishantacha Heimo Yenachamuni Taroch L'fona Shulchan Neged Torerai Yishantav Hashem En Roshi Kosi Rivoya Achto V'Cheshed Yudifuni Kol Yimei Chayai V'Shafti B'Veis Adonai Liorech Yomim. Which capital is next?
Kuf Chatalev, 121.
And now, Chof?
130.
Chof Lamed. Okay. Chof Lamed. Here, Lamalos, Mamakim, Krosich, Adonai, Shimo, Bikoli, Tienos, Necho, Kashubos, Lakol, Tachan, Unoi, Imavonos, Tishmorio, Adonai, Mi, Amo, Ki, Imcho, Asicho, Laman, Tivore, Kivisi Adonai Kivson Asivalid Voro Ho Kolti, Navshil Adonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael Adonai Kim Adonai Achesed, Vaharbeim Ophidus, Uhu Yifteh Es Yisrael Mikol Avonos Tov. Now we'll make a Mishaber for the Chola, with all the Cholim, correct? Mishaberach, Havosena Rorom Vitzof Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarch, Virape Es Cholim. Bavur she kol b'nei mishpachim misalim b'adam b'schazeh kodesh brochu yimali racham aleihem lachlim lachosam lachzikam lachyosam yishlach lehem meir refuah shleimam mekolei vareyem mekol gideim so shor kol Yisrael refuah tanefesh refuah taguf refuah krov alovo hashto bagalov zman kariv in omar omein.
Conclude with Achena.
Excuse me. Achenu Kobe Yisrael Anatunim Bashtoru Vashivya Homdimal Home din bain by yom uvein by yabosh amokim yirachem aleim v'yotziei mitzor levracha u'ma'afele loro mishibud l'gula hashta bagalov esman kaliv and omar amein.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Mayevsky, as we transition into the next segment of our call. First and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Very well, thank you. Thank you very well. We've all been vaccinated, or most of us have been vaccinated, and we're all thankful for that.
We're certainly grateful and happy to hear. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to share with us a brief overview of the shul and of the Midwood community in general?
Well, we have in our neighborhood, this was a much more vibrant community for many years past. The neighborhood, as many neighborhoods, changed over the years. Our shul, B'nai Israel at Midwood, has been a shul since 1930. The building was erected. It's, of course, it started out like most of the shuls in the neighborhood as the storefront, but the cornerstone was laid in 1930 for our big, beautiful building. It's a very large shul. It used to have 800 members. It was a rather large shul, and of course it has dwindled over the years because the makeup of the neighborhood has changed over the years. But we still have a vibrant shul, which had, until Corona, we had a sit-down kiddush every Shabbos, which of course, a hot kiddush, which attracted many people. The shul sponsors the kiddush. It was a very warm, accepting community. We weren't charging dues. It's a very open shul in terms of coming and joining. Of course, we would like people. But it's a very warm shul, and there's a lot of young people there now. Thank God for that. And we hope it continues for many more years. I've been there now over 20 years, and we're very thankful. It's been a very active shul, and it's been able to do so over the years. Yes, we have a chazan that comes every other Shabbos, and it's very enjoyable.
Beautiful, beautiful. Next question for you, Rabbi Yevsky. What motivated you? What was the push to go into the rabbinate, and more specifically, to become the Rav of a shul?
Well, the truth is, I started out late in life. I was, when I left the yeshiva, so to speak, to go into business, which I did for many, many years. And when I left to Tver Shushlaim, I went to Tver Shushlaim, and Rav Moshe Feinstein told me that time he berated me, so to speak, in a very nice way. Obviously, our families were very close. My grandfather was a Rebbe in the yeshiva for 45 years before Rav Moshe. And nevertheless, he told me it won't make a difference what you try to do in your life. You could run, but you can't hide. He wrote it out for me in a safer that he gave me. And when I looked at it later on in life, I realized I had never read the inscription, but he said that basically you could do whatever you want, but you and all your family will be in the rabbinate regardless, because that's your Yerusha. And when I saw it, I realized, and I started giving some shiurim, and little by little I was drafted, and I was pushed into it, but it's really meant a lot to me, and I've enjoyed it, and I realized since that's the only job my father ever had, and his father before him, that's what I was meant to be, as Rav Moshe told me when I was 13 years old. And it's really been a pleasant part of my life. I should have started earlier.
Wow. It's a fascinating story. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Amazing. Our last question for the day is, none of us have a crystal ball, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. As you mentioned, most of your community has been vaccinated already. Please God, everyone in the near future will have an opportunity to get theirs as well. But as we look towards the future and we see so much change, when you think about your own shul, or think about the broader Jewish community, what communal change do you anticipate?
Well, we're looking now to try to entice other people, when hopefully very shortly we're hoping that after Pesach we will once again continue our sit-down hot lunch every Shabbos, sponsored by the shul, that we could get people in there, because that's what really kept our shul alive for a while, is enticing people to come once in a while, just come once a month, twice a month, whatever it is, and walk in there, and little by little, the community, it's becoming more and more from in the surrounding areas, and maybe it'll once again be populated by our community. Regardless of the type of the person that you come, we get people in all walks of life who come to our shul because they find it a very open place. And right now, we were way ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. We were exercising social distancing way before Corona in our shul, unfortunately, because we have such a large building and we had so few mispalim that we were easily 6 feet apart before it was popular.
Oh, please God, the numbers will go up and you'll be able to attract more people.
So we want to make it a much more, it's pleasant because for those people who come, at least we have some people who come to hear a chazan every once in a while, every other week, and of course Rosh Chodesh benching, he's always there and he davens there every week, but he doesn't daven as the chazan every week. And it's a very nice a group of young people, young yeshiva boys, and some other people as well. And it's a very welcoming shul. It really is, because we realize we're so few. And it's very pleasant. We get to sit and talk at the Kiddush afterwards, which hopefully after Pesach will once again resume after more people are more open to sitting in a communal Kiddush.
Amazing. Rabbi Mayevsky, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they honor with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers, and seeing your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good, and may the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Tzvi Engel of Congregation Or Torah in Skokie, Illinois. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day, easy fast for those who are fasting, and a freyos and joyous and happy Purim.